This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Some will tell you that you need to be a professionally trained and licensed person to be a counselor, to help people through difficult times. Well, that isn't necessarily so. Our special guest today, Shirley Wilson, is trained, but she says you don't need special training to be a people helper. She'll tell you more about that in a moment. By the way, our good friend and expert Brent Lindquist, who you can hear most often on the Monday programs of Member Care Radio, encouraged Shirley to share her story and her experience. So let's listen as Shirley talks about being a confident people helper.
I can thank Dr. Gary Collins for the words people helper. Not long after he wrote his book called How to Be a People Helper, which was copyright back in 1976, I read it. Then, a dozen years later, I found the book Coffee Cup Counseling by Harold Sala. I read it too, and then led classes with other women who also read both books. Thus began people helping training and reading a few more books on lay or peer counseling. When I found the first two books, I was ravenous to find out how untrained lay people could help their friends with their problems. The more that I was involved in discipling women and teaching Bible studies, the more that problems seemed to come out of the woodwork. Women began to feel safe enough in their small groups to be vulnerable and to talk about what was really going on beneath the surface and in their homes. In the two self-help books, Collins and Sala promised that lay people would help the others in their life, their peers, and they promised to teach the lay people how to be ready when friends asked for help. They also discussed knowing one's limits, when it was time to refer the friend on to a trained counselor or medical doctor, and this was true for both men as well as women. These two books, How to Be a People Helper and Coffee Cup Counseling, changed my life. They convinced me that I didn't need a master's degree to help hurting people, though in between reading the books, I did get a master's degree in counseling at Denver Seminary in Colorado, and I did run a private practice in Boulder, Colorado. In addition, I became a licensed professional counselor in Colorado. Impressive credentials? Well, it depends on how one looks at them. Yes, I felt that the credentials helped sharpen the abilities and gifts that had come straight from God, but I was more encouraged and energized to know that my friends did not need professional counseling training in order to help their friends who were experiencing personal problems, the same friends who drank coffee with them and who babysat their children. The point of today's program is to reassure lay people that in 75% of counseling situations, they can do as good a job or maybe even a better job than a professional counselor can to help people. I have found this to be true around the world, in America, in Russia, and I am convinced elsewhere. I discovered that there was research to back up the conclusion about the friends helping friends, that this is valuable. In England, a psychiatrist named Hans Eysing did research in the 1960s, and he discovered this result. He found that 75% of the people who need help can be helped as well or better by a caring friend as by a professionally trained counselor. In the other 25% of counseling needs, a trained counselor, psychologist, or psychiatrist is needed. The reason that I was glad to discover Eysing's research, which is now 50 years old, was because as a licensed professional counselor, I wanted to train people in the church and in God's work around the world to be confident that they could be good people helpers. Good people helpers. For the past 20 plus years, in America and in Russia, I have trained people helpers, then come alongside them so that they could more confidently reach out to their friends. As a consultant to them, I tried to give to them the tools and tips on what to do, or to reassure them that they were already on the right track, and to just keep going with God's guidance. Already God had gifted them with discernment, encouragement, mercy, and often the gift of exhortation. They had the ability to look at a problem, to listen, and to break down the solution into small, measurable steps when that's what their friends needed. Peer people helpers knew their friends better than a professional counselor probably ever would, and they certainly loved and cared for them. In the 35 years since Dr. Gary Collins wrote How to Be a People Helper in 1976, the market has been flooded with psychological self-help books, Christian and non-Christian, in English and in Russian, and in many other languages of the world. Education, insight, and understanding about how people function have become available to help the best Bible students, teachers, counselors, and peer helpers. Counselor education and clinical experience are also available in many countries of the world. They certainly were available in Russia, and I was privileged to help a few gifted Russians gain this educational opportunity around the turn of the century 2000. Recently, I re-scanned Dr. Gary Collins's book. It reminded me of his 6 people-helping priorities. I would like to list them for you, then to expand a bit on each one. People-helping principle number 1. In any helping relationship, the personality, values, attitudes, and beliefs of the helper are of primary importance. People-helping principle 2. The helpee's attitudes, motivation, and desire for help are also important in counseling. People-helping principle 3. The helping relationship between helper and helpee is of great significance. People-helping principle 4. Helping must focus on the helpee's emotions, thoughts, and behavior, all 3. People-helping principle 5. Helping involves a variety of helper skills, including listening, leading, supporting, confronting, and teaching. People-helping principle 6. The ultimate goal of helping is to make disciples and disciplers of our helpees. Basically, these 6 principles seem to summarize a significant portion of a 2-year counselor training program. Sure, the professors threw in many classes of theories, techniques, and theological integration with the Bible. They tossed in a million books of required reading, as many pages of assignments, a few tests, and finally a practicum or an internship. I found the whole counselor training program to be very valuable, but what Dr. Gary Collins wrote in How to Be a People Helper to this day provides an excellent summary. Let me expand each of the 6 people-helping principles. People-helping principle 1. In any helping relationship, the personality, values, and attitudes and beliefs of the helper are of primary importance. I loved it when I first learned that it was as important to the person that I would be counseling who I was as what I knew and did. I realized that God would use me, the me that he made when I was in my mother's womb, and that he remade when I gave my life to him. So I emphasize that to you. Who you are is as important as what you know. You can always learn more, but use today what you know today, and then God will give you more. People-helping principle 2. The helper's attitudes, motivation, and desire for help are also important in counseling. Silly word, I think, helpee. But the person you help, the helpee, needs to want you to help. The person has as much responsibility as you do in the relationship. People-helping principle 3. The helping relationship between helper and helpee is of great significance. In my counselor training, this relationship was called the therapeutic relationship, and if it wasn't there, the counseling wouldn't be as likely to obtain results. In peer counseling, when a friend is helping a friend, the warmth between the 2 people is already present, and the trust has already been established. The pair of friends has been rubbing elbows for quite a while already, and they can just be themselves together, deep or not so deep. Jesus himself had unique relationships with each disciple and friend. People-helping principle 4. Helping must focus on the helpee's emotions, thoughts, and behavior, all 3. The friend seeking help is made up of emotions, intellect or thoughts, and behavior. Therefore, to help a friend, the people helper needs to touch all 3 areas of them, how they feel, what they think, and how they behave. If you put these 3 parts of a person into the continuum of a circle, you could end the person's life at the spot which is most accessible for his or her personality and current situation. Calm or stir up emotions. Introduce new patterns of thinking. Suggest alternative behavior. All of these are under the spiritual direction of God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Bible. People helping principle 5. Helping involves a variety of helper skills, including listening, leading, supporting, confronting, and teaching. I think that this principle is well said, and I don't think that I can improve on it. The people helper will always listen and sometimes lead, support, confront, and or teach. People helping principle 6. The ultimate goal of helping is to make disciples and disciplers of our helpees. Or the ultimate goal is to help the friend become the best follower of Jesus Christ that the individual can be, always geared to obeying and to passing on to others what he or she has learned. And now, feel free to pass on what you have heard today. Become a confident, caring, comforting, confronting people helper.
Okay, Shirley, thanks. Some good advice. Shirley Wilson, she'll be back with us again at this same time next week with some more thoughts on being a people helper. You might just find this to be helpful for your situation, as next week Shirley talks about 2 more techniques for people helpers.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.